All right, here at Rosie on the House, every holiday season, as our vision and our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend continues, we like to introduce you, the community, to people who are making big differences in our community. And this morning we're being joined by Mr. Jason Barlow, the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Central Arizona. Mr. Barlow, thanks a million for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you, Rosie. It's an honor to be here.
A new addition to the Habitat for Humanity local chapter is in the last year you've joined us.
That's right. I've got about 13 months under my belt now at Habitat, and it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
For a chapter that goes back, 35 years?
31 years.
And y'all have grown by joining West Chapter and East Valley Chapter and...
That's right. I think
now y'all are probably one of the biggest ones in the country, aren't you?
I think so. We're 4 or 5, I think, in the country, and we serve all of Maricopa County, portions of Northern Pinal. We're the amalgamation of 4 different affiliates coming together.
All right. So Habitat for Humanity picks you up off the East Coast, gets you into Phoenix for this position. Just off the top of your head, tell me, what are the most outstanding things you've learned about Habitat being in the CEO position of the Central Arizona chapter?
Well, I think the most outstanding is that we have a wonderful, caring staff, many long-term employees that have been with us for quite some time. I have about 10 Habitat homeowners that have joined the staff. That's an exciting thing. And I think just being able to make people aware of what our mission is and what our vision is really a wonderful thing to do. Our vision is a world where everyone has a decent place to live. And our mission is we just bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope.
I think a lot of people have the mistaken image that Habitat builds homes and gives them away.
That's right. Unfortunately, that is a misconception. It's far from the truth. Our Habitat homeowners, or really home buyers, do pay an affordable mortgage. It is interest-free. That's one of the reasons it's affordable. And they have, for a new home, 400 hours of sweat equity that they have to contribute, as well as qualifying for a home. Many families are unable to qualify because they don't have steady income, because to pay a mortgage, you need a steady job. We check credit histories. We check other things to make sure they're fit and capable of owning and paying for a home.
Well, and I think one of the other mistaken impressions people have at Habitat is that they're second-level tier craftsmanship homes. And we've sponsored homes.
Right.
And I've walked the homes. I've walked the projects. I've walked the entire Habitat subdivisions. And I would put the quality of construction up on these homes to anybody.
I think you're right. I think if you toured Hillcrest, our latest development of 37 homes out at Avondale, we just concluded that this summer, you would not know that's a Habitat neighborhood. In fact, you'd think it was any, if not a custom builder, a moderate home builder in the community. The place looks gorgeous, and we also put a nice playground right in the middle of that development. We built it in 6 hours with 250 volunteers, and that was a fantastic thing. And it's kind of the crown jewel out there.
Gosh, how many families have y'all helped in the nearly 31 years?
31 years. Well, we've built or reconstructed over 1,100 homes, but we've helped many, many thousands of families in our other products. See, a lot of folks just think of Habitat as building, you know, a single home for a single family. Well, the fact of the matter is not every family needs a brand new home or wants one. Most of them just need help in remodeling and renovation. So we have a product now called Neighborhood Revitalization, where we will go in, identify neighborhoods that need some help, and go door to door basically with a menu of items for those families. Do they need a new roof? Do they need new windows, paint, landscaping, an electrical panel, things like that? And the family will pay a portion of those costs. Sponsors pay the rest. Volunteers come in and do the work generally. And that's how it's an affordable item for the family.
I think y'all's partnership with the Grand Canyon University has got to be one of the most stellar examples of those neighborhood revitalization programs ever.
It is a wonderful partnership. We've been doing it for over a year. It was already in progress when I got here. Brian Mueller at GCU is a tremendous partner. He has a real heart for his community, and he partnered with us to renovate something like 700 homes or do this kind of work for 700 families in that area. We've done over 100 now, and we just continue to go door by door in that neighborhood to help. And it's doing all the things I've talked about, windows and roofing. In fact, I had an interesting story. A lady who actually talked to our group asked her husband after we had done some work on the house. She said, "When did our neighbors move out?" And the husband said, "They haven't moved out, honey." And she thought they had because the new windows were so quiet she could no longer hear her neighbors. So double pain from single pain, and that house is much more energy efficient now.
Now that's a quality of life improvement, right?
Yes, I think so.
You know, one of the outstanding statistics that Habitat for Humanity has always impressed me with is the amount of retention y'all have with families. You might think that given the opportunity to qualify for a Habitat home, getting in it, paying an interest-free mortgage, would give homeowners an opportunity to kind of leverage the equity they've got in the deal and move up and move out. But we walk through Habitat homes and subdivisions. I mean, they're there for decades.
That's right. The average homeowner's in their home right now 22 and a half years.
That's
in the
awesome.
Valley. And our foreclosure rate, because they do pay a mortgage and occasionally we'll have a family that can't keep up, that's under 2%. So that's outstanding compared to other commercial lenders and so forth, because we are a bank, we are a lender, we're an originator. We can work with families to really structure the loans to make them affordable. We don't want them to pay any more than 30% of all their income they bring in. And we count other incomes that maybe other lenders wouldn't. And it's just a really nice feeling to be able to work with a family that is trying to better their situation.
The whole business model of Habitat for Humanity globally is pretty awe-inspiring. And then see it come down and touch and reach into our own community is truly, truly exciting. So how are y'all generating the kind of revenue y'all need to provide these kind of resources? I'm familiar with the restores. Let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, well, we have four restores in our in the Valley. One is in Peoria, one in Phoenix, one in Anthem, and one in Mesa. And Restore is a home improvement warehouse where people can donate their household goods, their furniture, even down to dishes. But generally, it's more windows, doors, construction type of materials. We sell paint brushes, and that they can purchase from our restores tax-free. That money comes right back to us to help affordable housing opportunities here in the Valley.
One of the resources, one of the channels that you receive those donations from is an entire deconstruction crew that y'all run.
That's right. And I appreciate, Rosie, you're running some spots for us to help build that. But we have a tremendous program. If you are thinking about remodeling your home or business and you're just going to throw that stuff out, or your contractor has got that big green dumpster and they're just going to pitch that stuff and it's going to go into the landfills, why don't you consider calling Habitat for Humanity at Central Arizona, and we will send out a deconstruct crew who will lovingly remove that stuff from your home or office and sell it in our restores with all that revenue just going back. Last year, we did $2.8 million in sales in our restores, had 100,000 customers, and we kept 3 million pounds, our estimate, of stuff out of landfills, of junk out of landfills. Not junk, equipment that other people could use.
That's spectacular. Take it, one man's junk, another man's treasure.
That's right.
It's a perfect example of it. I mean, I will tell you, I have been into the restore several times, in particular because I have an old oven that I really, really like. And it has a particular feature on it that no manufacturer currently manufactures.
What's that?
It is a vent that takes the heat of the oven and vents it outside the house to the roof.
Huh.
And they super insulate ovens now, so theoretically it's not needed. Well, my fan vent on this oven that I didn't want to replace went out, went down to Habitat, found an exact model of the same oven, bought it for parts, and I still have it.
Yeah, and we really discount everything in there because we want to just turn it and move it and get it in the hands of people who could use it.
Well, when Romy was building his new custom home, he went down to the Pella Habitat Restore, and there was a brand new Pella sliding patio door in its manufacturer's packaging that he got for less than half the price.
That is a secret of our restores. We oftentimes get brand new merchandise donated. I just got a call from a contractor that had 6-foot by 8-foot brand new windows, wrong color or some reason, wanted to get them all to the restore. So occasionally we get some really, actually more than occasionally, often we get some wonderful stuff in there for people to look at and buy.
All right. Now, I like one of y'all's newer sayings, you don't need a hammer to help. Let's take this opportunity in front of the Rosie on the House listening audience and let them know, how can they help Habitat in their mission to bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope to accomplish the vision of a world where everyone has a decent place to live?
Thank you. Yes, we need your monetary contributions. We had, as I think I mentioned already, 12,000 volunteers help us last year. So we have an amazing staff, amazing group of volunteers. We now are looking for donations in order to continue our neighborhood revitalization programs and our housing programs. So you can go to our website, habitatcaz.org. That's habitatcazforcentralarizona.org. Or you can call 602-268-9022. That's 602-268-9022. And see where you can help us either with a cash contribution to keep housing affordable for families that need it, or to make a donation to our restore, or to schedule a deconstruction service. And while you're on that website, habitatcaz.org, look at some of the videos that we have posted. We've got a video from Kurt Warner. We have a new video posted called Homeless to Homeowner. I think you'll find it a moving testimony to what we do and how we can all have a part in helping our neighbors.
For every dollar donated, y'all turn it into how much delivered?
We figure $2.44 because of the contributions we get, the volunteer labor, the sponsors, money coming in from mortgages. So everything we do, the miracle of Habitat is bringing a family that needs affordable housing or some sort of repair with a sponsor and amazing volunteers together. And that's the magic of Habitat.
You want to make a difference? You've got a plan to contribute, maybe take advantage of the Arizona state tax credits that are up this year that have been doubled. A married couple can donate up to $800. You want to turn that into $1,600, roughly $2,200. Take advantage of the opportunity and contact Habitat. There will also be a link to do so at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Mr. Barlow, I can't thank you enough for coming in and help spread the word.
Thank you, Rosie.